Come. The pack wishes to meet you both. It has been a long time since a guardian wolf walked this world, and longer yet since he had a true mate.
With that, Peter turned from them and started through the forest. Riley remained remarkably silent, her tricolored eyes distant. She was most definitely trying to figure out a way to track the child, Katya. He let her be and focused on Peter. The older man slowed a step so they could walk side by side. Guardian wolf. So I'm not some freak of nature?
No, you're not a freak of nature. The guardian wolf comes to the aid of the heroes of the world when the balance of our existence is in jeopardy.
That's not heavy at all. Peter smiled, but it was sad. Weighted with knowledge, Liam was sure had been gained through experience.
Yes, I suppose it is rather heavy, as you say. But it is why you were chosen. The spirit of the wolf looks to the world. Unlike other guardians who reside here and are called forth by the shamans, the wolf wanders, searching for his mate, searching for heroes to assist. And in her...
Peter glanced at Riley, with her head down, auburn hair blowing around her face.
You have found both.
Liam couldn't argue with that.
You know the pale horse comes for you.
Peter's voice was pitched low enough that Liam knew Riley wouldn't hear, even though she was only a few paces behind them. The pale horse? Death. Riley would be facing the demon Orion at some point, but before that, Liam would have to give up his life for her. The thought twisted in his guts, made him want to grab her and run even farther into the wilds, leave the world to its own messed up trajectory. Let the humans fight for themselves.
Yes, I know.
And yet, you are here to learn. Even knowing what a short time you have left.
I want to keep her safe. And the only way to do that is to make sure I am at my best. To know what I'm capable of.
Peter clapped him on the shoulder.
The true wolf. Come, we have much to discuss.